Today, thousands of people are descending on the town of Durham, New Hampshire, for the consecration of Gene Robinson. He's about to become the first openly gay bishop in the history of the Episcopal Church. NPR religion correspondent Barbara Bradley Haggerty is in Durham. And Barbara, I understand this ceremony is not being held in a church, but in a hockey arena because so many people intend to attend.
That's right. It's in the University of New Hampshire's hockey rink. It's the only place in the state large enough to accommodate something like 4,000 to 6,000 people. And it's really, I've got to tell you, Steve, the Episcopalians sure know how to put on a consecration. I mean, this is a fairly raucous event here. Hundreds of people are lined up. People clap as you go in or as certain personalities go in. There's a lot of security. Gene Robinson himself is followed by bodyguards and has been for the last few days. And it's just, it's really quite an event here.
And what's the ceremony like?
The ceremony is going to be very, very interesting. You see lots of people in white and red. There are going to be something like 50 bishops here. But I'll tell you, the most interesting part of the ceremony is going to be when the opponents can protest. This is kind of like a marriage ceremony, you know, where the priest says, if anyone knows any reason that this consecration should not take place, speak now or forever hold your peace. Well, that is actually going to happen. There are going to be at least two sets of people who oppose the consecration of Gene Robinson. There are going to be a group that represents Episcopalians in New Hampshire, and then there is also going to be someone who represents conservative Canadian and American bishops. So that will probably be, if not the most decorous part of the ceremony, certainly the most interesting.
Well, if people were to object at a wedding, they might stop the wedding. Are they going to stop the consecration?
No, I don't think they're going to stop the consecration. This is going through.
Barbara, I know that this debate has been playing out for quite some time, but can you just remind us why so many people have become so upset over the question of an openly gay bishop in the Episcopal Church?
Well, basically, it's because conservatives say that consecrating a gay bishop would be essentially heretical. They say that the Bible is very clear. It prohibits gay behavior. It also, they believe, prohibits gay unions. And therefore, by consecrating Gene Robinson, they're essentially endorsing a different kind of what they say is an unbiblical way of thinking and also opposing church tradition.
Can you describe what we're hearing in the background, Barbara?
Yes, the bells are just beginning. The consecration is about to start. They're a couple of minutes early, and then we're going to get rolling.
Well, I'll let you go to that in just a second, but before you do go, can you just give us an update on the efforts to split the Anglican Church? Is that a realistic possibility?
You know, Steve, we really don't know. I mean, what we're going to wait for now is the next shoe to drop after this consecration. The bishops, the leaders in the Southern Hemisphere have sent a letter to Gene Robinson saying, look, if you go through with this, we could easily see a schism in the Anglican Communion. We may not recognize the Episcopal Church anymore. And domestically, in the United States, what's happening is the conservatives are beginning to realign and essentially create their own church within the United States. So it's really, we have to wait a couple of years and see what happens, but it's very possible that we'll have two churches both in the United States and worldwide.
NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty is in Durham, New Hampshire. Barbara, thanks.
You're welcome.